Existe uma diferença grande entre
There is a great difference between something theoretical, between mental information and that which has been incorporated into the being, that which is actually lived. So what mechanism is this by which something becomes a part of us, something becomes a part of our being and of the expression of our being on several levels?
Quando nós pensamos, nós sentimos e agimos,
when we think and feel and act,
estar imbuídos de diferentes
we may be imbued with different impulses.
Externa, humana, pode estar imbuída,
our external human expression
por diferentes energias, por diferentes impulsos.
Can be imbued,
então,
permeated with different energies, different impulses.
Para que nós
so it is this mechanism that we are going to try
aquilo,
to perceive
é o desenho do nosso ser,
in order to cooperate
é
more closely with that which is the design for our being, that which is the purpose for our being, the purpose of evolution in us.
A nos ver como um
we are used to seeing ourselves as individual beings, as human persons.
Mas isto é apenas uma maneira de nós compreendermos.
But this is merely one way of understanding what we are.
Melhor seria se nós nos víssemos.
It would be better if we regarded ourselves as entities, human entities,
que habita os outros níveis também.
And entities that also exist on other levels.
Para nós nesse estudo,
for us, in this study, an entity could be seen as a field of consciousness that holds smaller units within itself. So the human entity, for example, we, on a human level, we are a grouping, we are an interaction of several lesser lives, of several lesser units of consciousness that make up our being. And this happens by degrees. All this makes up our human person. It is a human entity, and this is very understandable at the physical level, since it is more tangible, where we see the cells, the tissue, the nerves, the organs. The organs form systems, and the systems form the body groupings, each of which has its own form and expression. But it is part of a group, of a unit, which is a body. And this holds true for the astral level, for the mental level, and applies to the human entity itself. So what we call our human self is really the sum of various selves. It is the sum of the aspects and tendencies. So much so that people often dream about themselves. And they have different aspects, different appearances. In their dreams, they are more mature or younger or children or infants. All of these are parts of the self, parts of the human entity. And in the same way, we as human beings are part of greater entities. Our self can be part of a group entity, and that can be a life, that can be an entity. We can be part of a nation, an entity that forms that nation, or part of a planetary entity. Since we are on a planet, or an entity that is a kingdom, since we are part of the human kingdom, we are members, we are particles of that human entity, the entity of humanity, of the surface of the earth. Because there is a different human entity in intraterrestrial life, in intraoceanic life, in extraterrestrial life. So there are lives within lives, and we are part of this circuit.
Quando nós nos deparamos com o ensinamento,
come upon teachings,
entidade humana,
when our human entity
starts to be attracted além
to levels beyond
porque
its own environment,
because
the mechanisms, the processes of creation of the human entity and of the being itself begin to become transformed when the process of integration of those entities, of those levels, begins to take place.
Quando nós recebemos uma informação,
when we receive some sort of information,
é impulso,
it is an impulse
aparentemente de fora
that
de
seems
nós,
to come from outside of us
humanas,
as human entities.
E nos toca,
it comes and touches us
o nosso campo.
Or enters our field.
Informação.
So we receive some information.
É algo diferente.
But to understand it is something different. We understand something through an inner process that is not built by the human entity.
É uma revelação.
Understanding is a revelation.
É algo que se revela dentro
understanding
de nós.
Is something that is
quando
revealed within us.
Aquilo já está pronto.
And when
aquilo
we understand,
veio, aquilo
what
surgiu,
we have grasped is ready.
Em nós.
It sprang up, it emerged in us, it arrived ready.
De revelação,
this inner process of revelation, this understanding, can come throughout the day as some tiny perception. This inner revelation is processed by means of a stimulus that comes from our soul or that comes from our monad, that comes from an inner level of ours and is projected out here. It's like a spark, something luminous. And that revelation can also come through another person, another being
e atua como intermediário
who
nesse
acts as an intermediary
seja,
in this process,
de instrutor.
Which is to say, through
então,
a teacher.
Instrutor é aquele indivíduo que
so a teacher
ativa
is that person who activates
aquelas partículas do ensinamento.
Those particles of teaching
é aquele indivíduo
in us.
Que propicia que
that
a nossa entidade
individual
humana
who makes it possible
possa estar receptivo
for our human entity to receive, to be receptive to those particles of the teaching.
Então, quando isso acontece,
so when
é
this
parte
happens,
de nós, aquilo é incorporado.
It becomes a part
a
of us, it becomes
usamos.
Incorporated.
Aquilo é incorporado. Aquilo se torna parte
see the word
do
that
nosso
is
corpo.
Being used, it is incorporated, it becomes
então,
a part of our body.
Aquilo é vivido.
So when it is incorporated, it
antes
is lived.
Daquilo ser incorporado, aquilo
before
está
it was incorporated,
rondando,
it hovered round us.
Se aproximar de nós,
it attempted to draw near us.
Aquilo está
or
em
we
processo.
Tried to draw it toward us.
Então,
it is going through a process.
Ele deve ser incorporado.
So the teaching has to be
quando
incorporated.
Nós somos tocados pela instrução,
when we are touched by the teaching,
por uma informação, por um impulso,
or when we are
por
touched
externo,
by some information, by an impulse, by an external stimulus, since we are continually
imagens,
being touched
sons,
by a series
cores,
of impulses,
presenças,
images, sounds, colors,
impulso,
presences,
ela pode
that impulse, that information
em nós,
may resonate
seja,
in us.
Certas
that is to say, certain
particles
of the human entity may vibrate in resonance with that impulse, or maybe not. Or that information may set off the beginning of resonance in our aura. It will begin to create there. This is why the teaching is based on repetition, because we have to hear the same thing over and over. And every time we hear it, it comes as something new. It gradually penetrates our field of consciousness in a different way. It reveals itself to us in another way.
O nosso ser é como entidades menores,
so we have seen that our being is like the lesser entities within greater entities. And we as individual beings are particles, or sometimes organs within groups, within nations, planets, in the solar system, and so forth. So it is life within life. And we also saw that teaching is not merely giving information. Teaching is a particle. It is something luminous. It is something that we can incorporate within us. Teaching is alive. When we are touched by teaching that comes through our being or comes through a teacher, that luminous particle, that impulse, that particle of life can find resonance in us to a greater or lesser degree. Resonance depends on how we correspond to it. For example, if we receive a very high stimulus, perhaps it may be not very understandable, we are not able to vibrate along with it. That is to say, we do not yet have the material substance to vibrate within that frequency. On the other hand, we may receive a stimulus of a lower vibration, some information or some event we witnessed, and even without wanting to, our body reacts towards it. Our body vibrates in that direction. It comes as a response of the matter, of the substance, of the life substance of the bodies, which form that human entity. So a work of creation begins to take place in us. We begin to be aware that we are creating. So first of all, we are creators within that individual field, within the aura of the human entity, so that we may become more conscious creators within a group setting, within a collective setting, within a planetary ambit. If we gradually apprehend that mechanism for creating, we will see that we are always, always dealing with lives. So the desires, the thoughts, the substance of our physical body, that which we see outside of ourselves, such as objects, that which makes up the matter where we move around, the furniture, everything, all substance is alive. Life consciousness is present in all things. And that substance which is within all objects is inside our bodies and is in everything that exists, can be shaped, it can be molded, it can be organized in different ways. So if we are going to become aware of this process of creation in ourselves, which in other words also means the creation of a destiny, a greater destiny, or a destiny that is restricted or hemmed in by a prison that we ourselves build. We begin by paying attention, by our attention, our watchfulness, how we function normally. So where is our attention focused? And we begin to be attentive to the mechanism of creation. So we begin to take notice of what we are creating as we function here as a human entity, which in itself has a higher life. And as we express ourselves here, what are we manifesting? In our thoughts, in our feelings,
então vamos observar,
in our actions.
Estar atentos
so we are going to observe, to be attentive to what we are creating.
E muitas pessoas acham que as
and
ações
many people think that the
peso,
important actions,
as ações que determinam
the significant
os
actions, or the actions that determine events,
aqui no plano físico,
are external actions here on the physical
mas
level.
Não é assim.
But it is not so.
No âmbito da entidade humana,
within the scope of action of the human entity,
é aquela ação
the most important
que é feita no
action
plano mental.
Is the action that is carried out on the mental level.
Então, quando nós emitimos um pensamento,
so when we emit a thought,
conscientemente,
either
ou
consciously,
como uma reação quase automática,
or as an almost automatic reaction
fora, acontecimentos,
to what we are receiving from outside of us,
críticas,
from events,
reagindo,
we emit criticism,
conceitos,
resistance, judgments, concepts.
Lidando,
and so we are dealing with, we are creating, mental substance.
Essa substância mental é viva.
As we have seen, mental substance
então,
is alive.
Nós
so when we think,
pequenas entidades no plano mental.
We create small entities on the
Se
mental
nós
level.
No céu, nós vemos
if
uma
we
nuvem
look
se
at
formar,
the sky, we can see a cloud forming.
Criar uma forma,
we see that cloud take shape and then dispel.
No nada, assim
it disperses isso. Into nothing,
é
just as it came from nothing.
No plano mental.
Something similar happens
criando,
on the mental level when we create.
Então nós emitimos um pensamento, aquilo cria uma
so when
forma,
we emit a thought, this
nuvem,
creates a shape like a cloud.
Pode ser uma nuvem escura,
it could be a dark cloud
luminosa,
or a bright cloud.
Ali.
Colors could be reflected
pode ser uma forma
there.
Harmoniosa,
it
ou algo
could
disforme,
have a harmonious form or a distorted one,
impulso, da vibração
depending
do
on the quality of the impulse, of the vibration of the thought.
Pode dissolver em seguida,
the cloud could disperse right away
uma força que a mantenha coesa.
If it doesn't contain a force that
ou
gives it cohesion,
aquela entidade
or that
viva,
thought
são
form,
vidas que se reúnem
that
ali,
entity which is alive,
se fortalecer,
because those are lives together there, it can strengthen,
pode até tomar vida própria.
It can grow and can even take on
vejam
independent life.
Onde começam as nossas ações.
So you see where our actions get started.
E isto pode ser usado como é usado normalmente,
and this
só que
can
de
be used
consciente,
the way it is
direções,
usually used, except
é usado,
that it is
de uma maneira
used
cega.
Unconsciously in
então,
all directions.
Atenção,
this is used, it happens blindly. So we must pay attention to the mechanism of creation, to what we are creating. And we begin by observing our mental level. On the astral, emotional level, desires also create forms. And desires nurture those thought forms.
Como se fosse um combustível,
they
eles dão alimento
like
para formas de pensamento criadas,
they
dão alimento para ações
forms,
que vão se projetar aqui no plano físico. Então, esses níveis ou essas entidades que vão sendo criadas,
so those levels, assim, or those entities
humana,
that are being created,
elas
this
vão
way, through human action,
elas vão se fortalecendo,
gradually interact
humano,
and get stronger
um nível com outro.
From one level to another. Or they
no
annul
passado,
each other.
Havia uma certa
in the past, there was a certain discipline in Tibet
na qual o
in which an individual
um
created an assistant on the subtle levels
ele, com o
with thoughts,
com o desejo,
with desires,
com a força do
with the power
com a força
of the thoughts
um
and desires,
para
he would create a being to help him. In carrying out his activities.
Mas ele tinha que manter o controle
but he
sobre
had to keep that being he was creating,
entidade.
That entity,
e muitas vezes
under control. And
aquela
often this did not happen.
Era permeada por outras forças que se voltavam
so that entity would become permeated with other forces that even
isso
turned against its creator. And I am
é
saying this only to illustrate what can be done
as
unconsciously.
Pessoas, por meio do próprio pensamento,
through their own thoughts,
de demônios,
people create a whole lot of demons,
anjos,
or sometimes angels,
e
aqueles entes
and those entities stay within the individual's own aura. And if something very strong is created through a reaction, through anger, through defiance, through those things still common to human matter that has not yet been purified, that entity remains there and even obsesses the individual himself or herself. Therefore, that mechanism of creation must be understood so that it can act in a creative way, in a more elevated way.
Certas classes de seres certain
types of beings that are recognized as a certain kind of angels are creations of the hierarchies. So great hierarchies create beings to be their agents on the levels where action is to take place. They are projections, they are beings who act as vehicles for certain impulses, for certain qualities of energy. And these are created as entities because the levels of consciousness, the levels where we function, that mental, emotional, and physical etheric substance is a living substance. It becomes organized, it merges, it forms entities, it forms creatures. The substance of that level of consciousness is what we call Kaji or Devic, elemental life. So we are in permanent contact. We are projected here as beings within that substance, which is also life. So the atoms, the cells, the molecules of our bodies are lives. Our organs are lives. Our emotions, our feelings, our thoughts are also lives. And they join together or they disperse. They form creatures. They create entities. Our work begins with attention. First, by paying attention to what we create on the mental level, and next on the astral level, with our desires, with our feelings, and then on the physical, etheric level, through actions.
E para que nós possamos
and in order
colaborar
to cooperate
plano de evolução,
with a plan of evolution,
o conhecimento desse mecanismo é fundamental,
it is fundamental,
é básico,
it is basic for us to know this mechanism.
Não bastam as boas intenções.
Because good intentions are not enough.
Preciso algo mais.
More is needed.
É preciso uma certa maestria,
a certain know-how
of
the processes of creation is needed so that we can be co-creators with the plan of evolution, so that we can cooperate and not go about polluting the path or go about putting obstacles on the path of the manifestation of the plan of evolution through our good intentions, through ignorance, through not knowing what we are doing in our existence. So we must pay attention to thoughts, to reactions, to desires, to actions.
Qual é a nossa meta?
And our goal must be clear to us.
Será essa meta que vai atrair
because that goal
as nossas energias.
Will draw our energies.
Essa meta que vai reunir
that goal will gather together
movimento no plano mental,
the movement on the mental level, the movement
desejo,
on the level of desire and feeling,
então nós temos que
and
ter
on the level
clara.
Of action. So we must have a clear goal, an evolutionary goal. We cannot have several different goals, or else we will be divided or dispersive. If a cloud moves in several directions, it becomes scattered. So the human entity needs something that draws it together, that uplifts it.
So we must have a goal towards which the energies of our being can converge.
Esse processo de criação inclui
this process of creation includes various other processes of which we are an ongoing part, such as the karmic process, this continual building of cause and effect. So by means of this process of creation, we build a destiny. And it is not only an individual destiny, for as we have seen, we are part of other greater lives, the destiny of a group, the destiny of a nation, the destiny of a planet, or of a solar system. We are building in all these, we are forming, shaping entities, creatures, seeds that are going to unfold. So it is very important to understand this. And if we begin to direct our attention towards this, we will see the importance of our not reacting, the importance of being neutral, which is to say, of our becoming like a blank piece of paper. On this blank piece of paper will be written that which comes from higher levels of our being, and this will be projected here. So, in our minds, in our emotions, and in our physical bodies, we will begin to be lived by an impulse that comes from an entity above us, from something above the human level. And that something penetrates them and gradually transforms these levels. So we must not react. But we cannot do that simply when we feel like it. Rather, as creators, we begin to create that possibility because reactions occur automatically in us. Something happens, the emotional body reacts, the mind reacts, the physical body also reacts. Some people even get ill with back and heart problems. So the substance that forms the human entity reacts according to what it is composed of. We create so many entities in ourselves that we already have a large and varied structure. We have a real zoo within us, with all sorts of creatures, of beings, of ghosts, demons, angels. All that which we are creating or absorbing as we live our incarnations. So we have to begin to create within ourselves the possibility of being neutral, of mirroring higher realities. This is a process of creation, and at a certain point, it becomes conscious. We take on our purification, physical, etheric, emotional, mental. And that purification means simply to stop creating those creatures, those little entities that we used to create, that sometimes were even negative. And instead we must begin to create something of a higher quality. And so we begin to clean up our house. Does anyone have a question? The person is asking what to do with what we have already created. What has already taken place? What has already been done, has already been built, has already been shaped. This is our material to be worked on. It is no better or worse than what it should be. It is our raw material. This is where we begin to work.
A diferença está na maneira como nós fazemos isso.
How do we do this?
Existe certas crises, certos processos.
There are certain crises, certain processes
da entidade humana.
That are general, they are part of the process of the human entity. So much so that there are even myths or archetypes that describe the process. The 12 labors of Hercules represent a pathway which takes into account the consciousness of the process of creation. In the first labor, Hercules has to round up a herd of savage mares that were causing destruction. To seize those very savage mares was the work on the mental level. Hercules begins his first task on the mental level, to round up those mares that were causing destruction, a lot of destruction, and guide them to another place where they could be kept under control, where they would be transformed. So the work begins on the mental level, and we have to take on that human entity as our own offspring and raise it and carry it through a process of maturing. So whatever happens to come up is material to be worked on. The difference lies in how we do it. So within those archetypes that are an expression of the human entity, there is a mechanism, a pattern, which is the long path, and there is a pattern of a path, which is the short path. The way we deal with these things, with that human entity, differs when we are on the long path and when we are on the short path. Our way of creating changes. An individual often follows both of these paths. So we see the importance of being attentive, of being watchful,
and
being more conscious of what we are creating from now on, and of creating within that human entity the possibility of being neutral, of not reacting, of being like a blank piece of paper, of being transparent. Something comes from the outside, it passes through us.
No caminho breve,
it moves on.
Como você estiver,
on the short path, however you may be,
estiver,
the way you are,
com as reações que você tiver,
no matter what reactions you may have,
para o centro do teu ser,
you turn to the center of your being
e vai para lá,
and you go toward
consciência, como
that
energia, como impulso,
as
você
consciousness,
vai para lá.
As energy, as an impulse, you go there.
Muda bastante. Processo de criação.
This changes the process of creation very much.
Quando você se volta para esse nível interno,
when you turn towards that inner level,
desse nível uma resposta, e essa
you are invoking a response from that level.
Numa, você
and
vai
that response comes.
Atrito,
so on the long path, you work with abrasion, with the building
breve,
of the forces of friction. On the short path, we work with
não
other fires, not with the forces of friction, not with the fire by friction. Grace can permeate us, and grace can transform that which we cannot humanly transform. So here the process of creation changes a lot. And in this work of developing consciousness, we need to be unidentified with the human entity. This is very important. So the mind has thoughts, but we know that we are not that mind, nor that thought. The emotions feel something, but we know that we are not that feeling, we are not that emotion. And the same thing with actions on the physical level. We are not the human entity. We inhabit the human entity. We are guests in it.
com esse ponto mais alto,
so if you identify yourself with that higher point, the process changes completely. That process of creation there on those levels. And this is true for an individual. This is true for a group. A group gradually forms an entity. So there is a human entity of the group. There is a personality of the group. There are group entities on the innermost levels, and these must become integrated just as they must become integrated in an individual. They must become integrated in the group as well. A nation has a personality. There is an entity that is the personality of the nation. There is an entity, a field of consciousness, that is the soul of that nation. And as for planet Earth on its surface, it is evident that its personalities are not integrated with its soul. All we have to do is look at what the nations are doing, what the groups are doing. There are so many groups. Individuals become prisoners of their own creations. Individuals themselves build their own prisons. Yes?
Ela está perguntando,
the person is asking, what happens when, during the process of observing, an inappropriate thought surfaces, and then we transform that thought?
Existem diferentes maneiras de nós trabalharmos.
There are different ways to work with that process of creation on the mental level.
Essa maneira vai depender,
first of all,
da entidade humana,
it
da
depends
que
on
você
the
dispõe,
human entity,
da maneira como a sua mente funciona,
on the substance
então, não
that is available
regra
to you, on how your mind works. So there is no rule that applies to all.
Que está de com
each
a
individual will find that which
mental
is adequate for the energy of that mental field,
organizar,
for the way that mental
então,
substance
é
is organized.
Algo que tem
so it is something that has each one's individual characteristics.
É o mesmo.
But the principle is the same.
É o mesmo.
The principle is the same.
Então, você percebe o
so you perceive a thought.
Você já vai criando
right away,
aquele campo de
you
neutralidade
that
ali,
field
da
of neutrality by observing.
Porque se você ficar triste porque
because
tem um pensamento negativo,
if you get upset
culpar,
because you have a negative thought,
se você começar a reagir,
if you blame yourself, if you begin to react toward the thought,
outras formas,
you create
dando
other
vida
forms,
a outras
you
forças
give life
que vão ficar
to other forces, that will also circulate within you.
O trabalho de neutralidade
so you begin the work of neutrality right then and there by observing the thought, by
você
impartial observation.
Pode, dependendo do temperamento, transformar
depending
aquele mesmo
on your
pensamento.
Temperament, you can transform that thought.
É raro,
this happens rarely, but an individual can dissolve that. But to do so, he or she needs knowledge and power which minds do not generally have. And especially at the beginning of this process, you can simply observe and let it die out on its own. Don't feed it. And it will fade away on its own. This process is the surest in the beginning. When something comes to you, don't react. Let it disperse, don't feed it. Because when you react, you nurture it. The same goes for desires and for impulses on the etheric level. So that thought form can last for a longer or shorter time. You might happen to think of something and it resonates with another person's thought. And those two thoughts form a single entity. And that begins to influence both people. People are always creating.
Agora, pelo que nós vemos em torno
Now,
na nossa vida,
by what we can see around us in our life and on the planet, we must urgently learn how to create, to be instruments of the plan of evolution, to be instruments of our soul, which is a mirror of that plan of evolution in us. This is urgent, and it begins in us.
Ela está perguntando se não seria perigoso esse
She is asking
de
if that process of creation could be dangerous.
É perigoso.
It is dangerous.
Tanto é perigoso,
It is so dangerous
que a humanidade terrestre
that terrestrial humanity is a prisoner of the planet.
Então, ele é perigoso.
So it is dangerous.
Não se brinca com fogo.
We must not play with
e
fire.
Nós estamos permanentemente brincando com
And
fogo.
We are always playing with fire.
Nós estamos assassinando, matando,
We are continually murdering,
permanentemente.
Killing and destroying.
Nós estamos extinguindo a vida
We
sobre
are
a terra.
Extinguishing life on earth.
Olha em torno.
Just
então
look
é
around.
E é isso que
so
nós
it is dangerous. And
temos
we are trying to become aware of this. We need to be creators
temos que aprender. É uma
escola of light.
Isso.
We have to learn.
Mas já é hora
this is a school.
De deixarmos de ser o que nós fomos
But the
até
time
hoje.
Has come to stop being what we have been up to now.